Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Crescinda to catch. She is our Ms. Canada Globe 2016. Today, during our live event, we took some great questions from the chat room. You'll get to see all those and so much more tonight on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Janice McQueen Ward, and you are watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Crutchman.
You're watching the Pageant Cast, and we have Crescinda to catch Ms. Canada Globe 2016. Let me see if I got the name right this time. Did I get it right, Crescinda?
That was perfect. Absolutely perfect.
You just made my heart go pitter-pat. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now, today, this is the toughest type of episode. We are going to do completely spontaneous. You have no idea what's going to come out there. We are going to do some questions from the chat room. It almost sounds like a 1950s sci-fi thing. So we are going to go in there, and I am going to like them after I use them so I don't get myself confused. All right, we're going to the first one. This comes from your director, so you better not mess this one up. Seriously. What are your plans for 2017?
My plans for 2017 is to sleep.
When I called you, that's the first thing you said. I'm so tired.
It'll start with sleep. I think I'll have a little holiday. And then I'm going to start looking at my next challenge, probably. Look at what committee I may join. I'm thinking I may talk to Sophia House. I need to get ready to continue with my second year of my nursing, geriatric nursing degree that I started. I did the first year, but then I got into Miss Globe, so I had to put that on hold. So I need to finish that. What else? I'm going to plan my son's graduation this summer. I've got quite a few weddings to go to. I think that in the fall, I might go see my brother in the Middle East. And I don't know. Just enjoy life.
You really do travel a lot. You are not a homebody. You're going to the Middle East, all over the place. Wow. Hey, come on out to Milwaukee. Let's see.
That's fun, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, this next question. Let's see here. The next question I have is from Lynn. Where do you keep your beautiful crown? Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I always have my beautiful crown right here.
Ooh. Oh, hold on. I got a graphic for that. Ready? Hold on. Here we go. It's show and tell, everybody. Just like you were back in school. There we go.
Oh, wow.
All right. So let's see the crown. Now, how heavy is that one?
That crown, it's not too bad. You have to be
okay, but okay. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. When she says it's not too bad, take a look at the guns she's sporting, though. She could probably pick up a house.
Look at those guns. Yeah, that's Miss, yeah. Miss Fitness 2017.
Woo! 16. Woo! Okay, so it's not heavy for you heavy.
No,
but
it's not heavy. But you know what? I do keep this in a guest shoebox.
Okay.
That's what I used to keep it in. But I saw some girls had their crowns in those nice round kind of boxes that you can get, you know, at Michael's or whatever. That's what I think would be the best thing. And I think that's probably what I'll look for and storing it.
Okay, now, to put that back up on your head for just a second there. Okay, is that pretty secure or do you have to pin the heck out of that to keep it in place?
It's kind of a, Kimberly Castle showed me, there's kind of a tightening. You can use like a pliers and make the back a little tighter and then it stays on.
Okay, so but once you got that sized up right, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't go play volleyball or anything with this thing on.
You know what? That would probably be distracting, and you might get a foul for that. So, yeah, it's probably a good idea not to do that. Okay, we're going back. Hey, chat room, let's get these questions going. Let's see. This comes from Karen. What inspired you to join Mrs. Canada Globe?
Well, like I said, I didn't know a lot about Miss Canada Globe because it was totally new to me. It's newer to Canada, actually. It's always been in Vegas or wherever else. The first time that it's been in Canada was last year. And so I was nominated. It was brought to me by two ladies in White City here that suggested that I talk to Kimberly and look at applying. And so, like I said, when I found out it was involving a lot of charity work and women in need, I was very encouraged and interested, and that's how I got involved.
It comes to us with this next question. How has being Mrs. Canada Globe changed things in your life since the pageant?
You know what? I never liked to public speak. I hated public speaking. I was always the child in the back of the class, or even the teenager in the back of the class that would never want to give eye contact because I did not like to speak in public. So one thing that I did do this last year is I did take Toastmasters, and that was stepping out of the box for me to be able to talk in public in front of people and be confident up there. And so that is one thing that's really changed, because now I feel very confident most of the time standing up in front of people and talking. And I would say that is probably one thing that I feel, and I feel really confident. Not that that was an issue before, but I feel like I have made a difference for people. It's been a great experience. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. There's just so many things about it that have been good.
I have to say, that is a winning answer right there. That was fantastic, because I love it. And people that have watched the show before, I love it when people bring up Toastmasters. I think Toastmasters is a wonderful thing, particularly for pageantry, to get you used to extemporaneous speaking. For those that are watching that don't know what Toastmasters are, could you briefly explain what you're talking about?
Well, Toastmasters is a group Toastmasters runs across the world. It's amazing, actually, when you have people come to your city that are from all over, you know, Philippines or India or wherever, and they join the group because they were in Toastmasters in their country. It's a group that learns how to improv speak and how to properly speak in public and be able to address people when you're up there. It's funny, when you do Toastmasters, you start to notice these things when people are emceeing and that, and some of the errors they make and stuff. But I'm far from perfect, that's for sure. But it is a learning process, and it gives you confidence up there, so you feel more comfortable speaking in front of people.
I don't know how you feel, but when I do public speaking around a group, if I do that a number of times, I feel closer to all the people in that group. Just because you've kind of risked something in front of them, right?
And I see that. I think that's why they suggest you move around from group to group, because you do get really comfortable. You become friends with the people that are in the group.
Yeah.
And then it's not as hard anymore, and you kind of need to move groups so that you get comfortable there. But no, it's been good.
Okay, and I think we found a great final question for you here. Karen asks, how did it feel to win Mrs. Canada Globe?
It was amazing, actually, because I remember that moment that I really didn't think. It was actually in my speech that I went up there and someone mentioned, they got me off track, I think. Well, I mentioned that I had been done the Lady in Red and I had raised a lot of money for Sophia House, and the crowd started to clap and it threw me off. I kind of got sentimental. And so I thought my speech was not the greatest, and I thought I kind of you know, I toasted it. There's no way I was going to win. And actually the girls that were in the finals, they were all so good. And I was fine with it. I just sort of had accepted that I probably didn't win. And when they called my name, I remember when it got down to the last, I think, two of us, and I remember kind of corner-eyeing to see who's left because, you know, it can't possibly be me. So right. I was pretty shocked.
Fantastic. That is great. I want to thank you so much for your time tonight. You've been an absolutely charming and wonderful guest, and we really appreciate you taking the time after an extremely busy day and spending some time with your fans online. So one more time, I'm going to ask, you know what I'm going to ask, and you love it. Let's see your best pageant wave, and we're going to say Tierra Dreams together. So Tierra Dreams.
Tierra Dreams.
Join the Facebook group that's taking Facebook by storm, the Great Lakes Pageant Scene. It's a forum for pageants held in states bordering the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and even into the province of Ontario. This is no void forum. We don't allow bashing, but we do allow great pageant results, pageant contestant and title holder appearance announcements, photos, videos, podcasts, and articles. That's the Great Lakes Pageant Scene on Facebook.